Yeah, yeah. Young Asia. Look, look. I feel like Pacino and Godfather, I'm charged. Our father to ride in heaven, Kendrick at large. Came in the game with a plan of beating the odds. What an accomplishment. Broken promises kept my focus anonymous till I dealt with the consequence. The greatest, the latest mogul, you know what time it is. You niggas fear me like y'all fear God. You sound frantic, I hear panic in your voice. Just know the mechanics of making your choice and writing your bars. Before you poke out your chest, loosen your bra. Before you step out of line and dance with the star. I could never end a career if it never start. The murderer's Capitol Avenue's looking like evil dead. Zombies with batteries to the head. The flattery of watching my stock rise. The salary, the compensation triple my cock size. I run through these stop signs.
Bush will be back.
It's premium gas, do it for Dolo. Crash markets and prejudice tags.
We not done yet.
Black excellence, pessimists die counting my coin. Hoping
let's go.
That I inspired 1,000 MCs to do better. I blue cheddar on youth centers, builders and beamers and blue leather. Forecasting my future, this is the future. The mastermind until my next album, more power to you.
Woo!
Woo!
What's good, podcast world? It's your boy, DJ King John Ill. And we're up here in Bushwick, from Bushwick to Broadway. It is the episode 3.5 of our top 10 songs of 2015 in 2016. Just wanted to put a little intro in the beginning of this because, you know, just wanted to say hi, hello, how you doing? How was last week? Did you have a great week? Was it great? Was it wonderful? Was it everything that you thought it would be? I don't know. All right, so last week we did our first five. And also, if you haven't heard the first five, if you haven't heard that last podcast, why the hell are you listening to this podcast first? You should go back and listen to that one, because it's not going to make sense if you listen to this one before you listen to the other one. So get your life together, man. But anyway, this is going to be the last five that we play. Also, by the way, yeah, that song that I just played, I thought, why the hell not? Why not just play Kendrick's Untitled 7 part? This is like part two of that song, because it's like an 8-minute song. Crazy fact about that song, which makes me want to stop being a producer and stop making beats as my leisure. That song was produced by Swiss Beats' son, Egypt. And if you don't know who that is, or if you don't know who Swiss Beats is, Swiss Beats is a producer, and he produced for guys like DMX and Jay-Z and all these people. But his son, I swear to God, he's 5 years old. He's a five-year-old. And he produced that song. Apparently, he was humming this melody in the house. And he was like, Dad, I want to make a beat. And there's a video of Swiss Beats, and his wife also posted this, who's Alicia Keys, and showed this kid on a keyboard playing this. Like, no joke. This wasn't like a troll or anything like that. It was like he was really playing playing the piano. It was kind of crazy. So that's a little fun fact about that song. Go get Untitled if you haven't gotten it already. I just thought we'd play it in the beginning because, I mean, you know, it'll bring us back to the first episode of this, the first part of this episode. But yeah, so this is going to be the last five. Still trying to figure out what the hell we're going to do for the next couple of weeks. Justin just started his web series, so give it up for the man. He's working on that right now. Hopefully we'll figure out our schedules so we can sit down and do another episode. Friday, I know that we're going to see Gold Link and Sango at Irving Plaza. So that'll be fun. We're probably going to end up talking about that on the next podcast. So if you haven't heard the album and after that we didn't talk, go get that. Go check it out. Get it on Spotify. Get it on Tidal. Get it on Apple Music. Get it. Bootleg it. Do what you got to do. Don't bootleg that album, because it's a great album. You're really going to enjoy it. You're going to hate yourself if you bootleg it. So spend some change. It's probably like $7.99 on iTunes. It's not that expensive. But yeah, check that album out. Also, if you want to check out his other album, The God Complex. That's his first record, or kind of mixtape. Check that one out as well. That's a very solid project for him. And if you haven't heard of Sango, Sango's a producer. He's worked with Gold Link before, but he's a part of the Selection crew. And his music is actually very, very good. But we're probably going to talk about that in the next episode. But it depends on when we record it, because I have no idea at this point. We're working on getting some guests, hopefully soon. I know of one or two guys that we've been trying to see if we can get on the podcast, hopefully soon. But I won't put them on blast yet, because I want to make sure we lock that down before we do that. But yeah, that's I guess the plan going forward is I guess we'll figure out what happens this week and go from there and see what happens. But this is the second half of the episode from last week. Had to do a lot of edits. We had a lot of things. We had a couple of stops. We had to edit a couple of things out. Just want to preface this that you're going to listen to this podcast and you're going to be like, oh my God, Justin and John, they hate each other and they're yelling at each other and they're mean to each other. Because listening back and editing it, it sounded like, you know, we wanted to rip each other's heads off. More so me rip his head off. but we get passionate about music. We get passionate about our art, really. It's brotherly love. Like, we're like that all the time if you're around us. So we're going to, you know, try to mess with each other. So, but yeah, don't worry. We're fine. We love each other. It's fine. So I'm going to stop talking. Enjoy this episode. We hope you like our list. Subscribe on Podomatic. You can also subscribe on iTunes now. We are now on iTunes. So get up on iTunes, search From Bushwick to Broadway on iTunes, and you'll find us. We're in the podcast world now, guys. So send us feedback. Like, honestly, don't be afraid to send us feedback. Like, we're very, very new at this. We're trying to figure out all the kinks and stuff. So send us your feedback. Send us some records that you want us to hear. Like, we really would love that. Like, we would really love for you guys to put us on to different records. Hopefully in the next episode we can do another put them on and play a couple things, because I got a lot of songs in this that I've been listening to for the past couple of weeks that I've been really, really itching to play. But if that doesn't happen next week, where we don't have an episode, or not that we don't have an episode, but if we can't get Justin here, I keep calling him Justin, he's gonna strangle me. if Just isn't here, I'll probably just do a solo show. Maybe get a guest on. I'm not very sure if I know of one person who might want to get on the podcast, and I might do a set. You know, I might play a couple of things. I have a Biggie set that I would really love to play. I know March 9th, was the anniversary of his passing pretty recently. So I would love to do something like that. And, you know, do it for Big, you know. We miss you, even though I've never met you, and I was only like 1 or 2 years old when your first album came out. Also, shouts to Just's mom. Like, shouts to Robo's mom, because, like, I keep seeing, like, comments and stuff in our Podomatic page about the show, and she, like, listens at work and all that stuff. So that's really that's really awesome. I'm gonna stop talking. The last five, man. Let's just hit play and just listen to what we talked about about 2 weeks ago. This is the conclusion of the top 10 songs list of 2015 in 2016. We hope you enjoy it. We hope you love it. If you haven't heard the last episode yet, go get on that and do it now. Go listen to it, because you're doing yourself a disservice if you're just listening to the last five. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. This is an interesting conundrum. Let me get into this record, because this is one of my favorite records of 2015. That was produced by Pharrell. Other than All Right, Kendrick Lamar, this one I'm waiting on the album from them. They didn't put out the album last year, but I found them first through this song when I heard that Pharrell produced it, and then went back.
Big ups, Pharrell,
and all that stuff. And this is called "Last Kiss," and you'll get the famous four count in every Pharrell song. Here we go.
Oh shit, you're terrible.
Every Pharrell song has a four count. Almost 95% of it.
Now I'm gonna have to look that shit up.
Like one day I'll just play you like all the Pharrell that I have and just show you everything that has a four count.
You just ruined every damn Pharrell song for me.
Whoops. She hate me, cliche, cheapskate, love the fucking deep state. Said she never had a daddy, I ain't used to be impatient. Got a lot of spite, but that pussy tight, I'ma wait. I can hold a lot of money, she can hold a lot of grudges. I buy a lot of weed and lazy tea like I don't give a fuck. I kiss you too young for love. Must be love, too young for love. Must be drugs, too young for love. Must be love, too young for love. Must be drugs. Never got a last kiss. I never got it, never got it. Baby, do you?
Oh, we could do the Chicago Shuffle. Where my wife at? Camila Bush.
Yeah, shouts to Camila. And just like all like the Pharrell harmonies and shit, like the classic.
Hey.
Like all that shit.
Makes you want to dance all the time. I'm a phone, cause I don't got a clock made out of the pieces of a board like this Jenga. People are pieces, so the pieces that
I pull can bring the whole wall tumbling down like Jericho. Decisions. That's one of my favorites. It's so, oh my gosh, because it's just super Pharrell. Like, that's like exactly like everything about Pharrell is in that song. It's amazing. What are you showing me right now?
So, I'm sorry.
Get off of Instagram. We're doing a show right now.
I just uploaded a picture of my brother. But anyways, I scroll down. The first thing on my feed is Kehlani drinking a Stella. Oh, my God. We're meant to be. This is so great.
Get into your next song, please.
All right, next song.
What is your next
this
record of choice? So this will be
number six for me.
Number six.
This track is heavy. I'm going to start crying. This song is so near and dear to my heart. It's absolutely perfect from start to finish. Production, lyrically, melody, everything about it is incredible. Because the title is called "I Was Made for Loving You," so you're gonna think, "Oh, this is perfect. They're made for each other."
Tori Kelly,
featuring Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, that's right.
Brilliant. Just
Ed
listen.
Sheeran, Grammy winner.
Listen to this track.
Really turn the podcast down to a real somber level, Justin.
Love. It's so extreme, but like that's what drives me personally. And I just did something that I hate. I just committed something I hate. Me personally, it drives me because it's so extreme. Like, we're all strangers. The person you first meet and fall in love with is a stranger. Mm-hmm. When you first meet him.
Yeah.
So this song just takes it to the extreme. You already know that you were made to love this person. Right. So let's just get to it. And that track is just incredible. That's a brilliant track. So get that album. Tori Kelly, you are vocally one of the shining stars of my generation. Vocally, oh God, like she did, there's no one that can compare to her.
Yeah. I was shocked that she didn't win the Best New Artist, but right. I really have liked what I've heard. Like, because I mean, you kind of put me on to Tori Kelly. When her debut came out, I was like, oh well, I'll take a listen to this and see how it sounds. And it's a really solid record that she put out. I didn't think it was spectacular by any means, but I think that she had some really solid songs on there. Let me get into this one real quick because it's a long song, and I know the podcast might be running a little bit over time.
But
stay with us, because we just want to get through all these songs and talk about them and play them. This one's called Jekyll, Hiatus Kaieteuu.
This is brilliant.
I talked about them a little bit in the last podcast because I did a mix with Anderson .Paak and all that stuff.
I love this voice.
But yeah, this was Choose Your Weapon was the album that they put out last year, and I remember I was driving to Atlanta because it was when I went to go visit Skylar Brown, aka Best Friend, shouts to him. And I listened to this album full through on the drive, and just, oh man, it was such a, it's so many different things. Mm-hmm. It's like jazz, it's R&B, it's neo soul, it's just so many different entities, and the arrangements just change all the time. So
yeah,
like
these harmonies, bro.
Yeah. Like, you think the record's going to stay like this the whole time.
Bobby, let them hear it, bro.
But it changed. Flip your phylox right past your fortress. We all are born to die.
Told me about shit up.
No,
this
is called You Don't Listen.
No, you never told me this.
Because me and Terrence have been on this shit for, and we played this shit.
Oh, and he never plays for me.
We played it for you when you were here.
You're lying.
See, look, just everything changes. Yo. Like, it's never staying the same. And that's what's so great about this album. I wish it got more love at the Grammys. It didn't really get that much love.
You think about how many albums have been put out.
It was so good. And their first record is really good too, but I won't go through the whole thing. Definitely check out that album, Choose Your Weapon, Hiatus Kaieteuu.
What's the artist name that's singing on? Do you know?
I don't remember her name, but the group name is Hiatus Kaieteuu. But they are from I think it's either Australia or New Zealand. They're just the album takes you in so many different directions. And it's awesome.
I love this.
And I might listen to that before I go to sleep.
What number was that? Do you remember?
That would have been
number 7.
Yeah, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that was my 7. So this will be your 7.
Dale.
So what is your next one?
Number 7. I think it's going to be. God, this is so hard. I hate people. All right, you know what? Yes, we're going to follow it up with. God, he needs to be my last one. Nope. We're going to follow it up with.
Are you going to make a decision?
Dude, my motherfucking dude. Bring me back to that trap soul, dude.
Oh, yeah, you want to play Exchange?
Why do you have to do that? I'm going to introduce it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh, no, I remember this song because it's the song that we were going to play in the last one, and then we didn't.
Exactly.
Because you changed your damn mind.
I surely did, dude.
Ugh,
all right, you're this killing is me. My dude. This makes me feel really hooded in love. Yeah. I might rap this shit while it's going.
Really?
This what happened when I think about you. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways. Got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say that way. I know you can't ignore me. But so.
Dude, like, yeah. Oh,
so
man.
So give me all of you in exchange for me.
All of you in exchange for me.
Just give me all of you in exchange for me.
Huh, that's a heavy. That's
break it down.
Dude, I'm still conflicted with that that one line that he says, please save her for me. I'm still conflicted because there's two ways you can take this. Save her for me is in let her be mine. Don't let anybody catch up to her
mm-hmm.
or get her. And then save her for me, like let her find help, get somebody to take care of her.
Right.
That is just a heavy ass. I trip over that track. That shit is heavy to me. And every time I hear that, I like literally get like in my feelings. It's the worst. This is what happens when I think about you. I get in my feelings, yeah?
Yeah.
Yo, forget you, Bryson Tiller. Trap soul.
That's in my top five albums, though. Definitely.
I love that track.
No doubt about it. All right, so we're probably going to run over time. I was hoping
that's
we were going to get it into
look,
120.
Look, y'all get some new music to put on your iPod so you can listen on the train.
So be fucking thankful, all right?
Oh, I didn't go that far. You bugging.
All right, I'm sorry. If we had a number one, like if I actually had a number one song of the entire year, this is it for me.
Oh, okay.
This is my number one song of the year.
You still got like two songs left?
So this guy is all over Kendrick's album, The Pimp a Butterfly. He was also all over Flying Lotus's Your Dead album. He's basically all over all of his albums. He had an album called Apocalypse that came out a couple of years ago. I think it was like 2013. And then he had an album, or more so an EP, that came out this year. It was called The Beyond / Where the Giants Roam. And it had this song on there. Called Them Changes.
Okay.
It features Flying Lotus, and it also features Kamasi Washington, who I talked about earlier.
Yeah.
This song, hands down, is my favorite of 2015.
Okay.
Not even a doubt in my mind.
Is that the sample I'm thinking is a sample of?
Footsteps in the Dark, Izzy Brothers, that's the drums.
Nah. This bass. Tell me something good?
It sounds like it, but it isn't.
Really?
It mixes perfectly with it, though.
Wow.
Shouts to the Avengers. You know who you are.
I miss you guys. You are bugging. How do you never send stuff to me?
I do.
No, you don't.
You ain't paying attention enough.
No, you're lying.
I'm a sucker for the keys, man. Ooh. The keys are so good on this.
This is an Earth, Wind & Fire feel, though.
That, Ruba Shaka. everything. Nobody move. Makes you wonder if, like, Kendrick slept on this record.
Golly.
It wouldn't have fit him very well, but man.
No, this would have fit him. This would have fit him. Especially with I Love My... No, this is right up the alley with that.
Listen to the lyrics, man.
My brother is rocking out to this right now, dude.
This isn't a subliminal to anyone, though.
Oh, did you just do that? Oh, did you just do this on the podcast? Don't you edit this out. You keep it out.
Nah, for real. Keep it real.
Making heartbroken feel so groovy.
Dude, yeah. This was like... The rest of the EP is very good. And like... Thundercat isn't a great singer by any means. But man, does he vibe out on this so freaking
well.
But
what defines great? Just because he ain't belting, this shit is beautiful.
But it's just so, like the lyrics just... hit me so hard this year with like a lot of the stuff that I was dealing with. Yeah, go find that record though, by the way, because it's fucking phenomenal. Like lyrically, it's just such a like that just hit me so hard in the fucking chest, man. Like,
don't out yourself.
Like, no, I'm just saying it really did. Like it really did. Like,
listen,
that
we're artists, so we go through every like emotional strain in the world.
The video for that song is actually really, really cool, like some like samurai shit, and like it's so like, like the imagery just fits so well with what he's talking about, and it's just so
I need to see this video.
Love that album, man. Love that whole EP, and that record. That's my number one song of 2015. Not even a question.
You know what?
Don't belch in the mic.
I'm sorry, bro. Whatever. Shut up. Why
gross.
You gonna call me out?
That's gross.
You really better edit that. Fuck you.
I'm not.
Okay. We're going to get into this because I'm going to say that you know what I'm saving for my last.
Yeah.
We're going to go into this song because this song, this album, she won for Best New Artist on the Grammys, Meghan Trainor. And from her album Title. And it's something that made me go, oh shit, because this is true life for me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's called My Selfish Heart. And the groove. She's brilliant in her production of music. I'm gonna let it go all the way to the verse because of the way it rocks. My selfish heart wasn't being no good to you. At least not the way. And lyrically, yes. Your love was young, but it warmed my old soul. When I said goodbye, I wasn't ready, no. We're gonna switch it up over here. Here we go. And hopefully we'll be fine, baby. Let's keep in touch. Oh, cause I'm not what you need, but I'ma miss you so much. I'm too focused on this dream, and your kiss is a drug that pulls me back. We're gonna switch it up one more time. Here we go. Until I pull us apart, we'll forgive my selfish heart. Hey, baby, let's keep in touch. You got my number, baby. Go ahead and call it up. You got my number, baby. Go ahead and call it up. You got my number, baby. Go ahead and call it up. Go ahead and call it up. Go ahead and call it up. You were the best, but I'm never gone there. You know. Bro, are you rocking out to that?
I mean, I don't know. I can't get on the Meghan Trainor train.
If it wasn't Meghan Trainor, would you rock out to it? This is how I tell people, listen, don't tell me you don't like a song because somebody else that you don't like saying.
Like, it's just nothing about her. It's just like, I'm not a fan of her music, really. Like, it's
son,
like
that track.
I know, like, Lips Are Moving was really big. No, and then
I'm talking about in quality. Lyrically, listen, I want you to listen to that. Because I know what you told me about your story. So I feel like that is going to fit you. It's going to be a puzzle piece.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not the craziest about her music. Yeah. But I heard there's like maybe 3 or 4 tracks from this album that made me go, oh, shit. Okay.
Right. Of course.
Best new artist, Grammy winning? No.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if she deserved that fully.
No, not with the nominees, no.
But, hey, I mean.
God, I love the way
I'm on the fence about it. You know, I'm really on the fence about it. Because she's talented.
And vocally though,
she's vocally good.
Her harmony,
Jesus.
Bruh, her arrangements are crazy.
But I don't know. I don't know if I can really, if I'm really, really into it. Okay,
Bitch.
Whatever. You're just like shitting on my. Okay, so let's get into this. We're gonna go see
2 weeks.
2 weeks away. We're gonna go see him live, with Sango.
I
he
took
will
time
be
off.
Opening. You haven't taken time
I
off.
Took
did
it off?
You took time.
I
okay,
got
cool.
time off.
Okay. We're doing like our like
me.
Logistical plans right now. Like it's like, oh, did you take time off? Oh yeah, yes. I took this. I took the 8 a.m. shift, and
like
I'm
three
gonna.
3 weeks ago, don't blame me.
This is what we're gonna do. Okay, so I wanted to play Gold Link, and after that we didn't talk. Definitely one of my favorite albums of last year. It was so hard to pick a song from that record. You know, there was New Black, Dark Skin Women. There was
Brother. You know, he's dark
like,
skin women. Okay.
Yeah, right. But like it was an album that just like spoke what I was feeling at the time. You know, because
uh-huh.
you connected those records very easily. You know, when you're feeling certain things, you know, Zipporah. This is like the second track on the album, just because I really like the second verse. The second verse is like really, really awesome.
Didn't I tell you to get your tail up out of that bed and get ready to go to church?
I know.
You can't lay there and sleep all day. You gotta go to church.
Come on, man.
And he won't perform this live, I'm guessing.
What's
really?
A nigga in America? Why the fuck is we here? Why you tell me go back where I'm from when you drag me here? Why we born to be poor? Why our fathers be gone? Why my father forsake us? Why my mama so strong? And on my mama, I kill ya. On Ferris, I kill ya. Nigga, we was so broke. Split $20 a weekend. I never cry, but I realized what we were missing. Mama had a nigga on edge. I started selling and cheating. Said, fuck the government, fuck the man, fuck the fed, fuck the law. CQ was fucking my girl. Too fucking hungry to care. I started selling mo, thinking about sim. Thinking what I did. Fuck the friend, fuck the homie, then fuck the gang. I started sipping on liquor. Couldn't cope with the changes. We went back to the hood. Started slinging and banging. Fetch was outside my
yes,
house. Second time we got raided. Everything was for you. I wanna get you that cool. Black and young and the fuck up. I wanna prove this to you. That I could be more than a boy. But a father with you. I wish I could change. But God just made me this way. So I'm gonna keep my faith high. And bow my head and just pray. Like you.
And the whole album is just like a story that you could definitely relate to, you know, but the second verse is great.
I was so young and dumb. You were so young and dumb.
Oh my God.
Alan was in the picture. I was gonna pop that nickel. Celebrity status now. You in a wedding gown. It was gonna be my wife. Move to a newer life. Try to make dreams with you. Still, I'm so proud of you. Look at the woman from a girl, a flower blossom too. The prettiest of them all. You was gonna have it all. You was gonna have them all. But you still got it all. Shower you with some poems. Shower you with some songs. Remember the drawing I made. Remember the flowers I gave.
Son, he's
going.
Y'all didn't see my brother. He's going
remember
off,
the
son.
Time that we missed.
Kill it,
don't
bro.
Let that happen again. Go find you a better man.
Yes.
Go have that baby boy and make him a better man. Tell him his mother loves him just like she used to love me. And play him this tape for you.
Ooh.
Tell him what we've been through. So we can both raise the child like we promised.
we would do.
Oh, I'm glad you put that
like
whole
that's
thing,
some
that's
real
short.
Fucking shit, man. Like that whole fucking verse is so
is
real.
Is that from the dance? What's the track on it called? Dance.
Zipporah. It's called Zipporah.
No. On this album.
Oh, Dance With Me?
Dance With Me.
Or Dance
Is
on
that
me,
from
actually.
This? Is that from
yeah,
this
it's on this album. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
I get that.
Listen to this album, and after that we didn't talk. We're going to go see him in 2 weeks when he comes to Irving Plaza.
Yes, we are.
I'm super excited about that. Selection Crew, all that stuff. Oh, man, this like one of like this is, man, this was knocking at the door of for Album of the Year for me.
Yeah.
With Kendrick's record. Number 9 for Mr. Just.
That means you have one more too.
Yes, that's right.
All right, good, because
so do you want which one do you want?
I want. Let me tell you something real quick. Matt motherfucking Corby. My God, my parents are going to hear this shit and I'm getting so much trouble. I'm 26 years old, like I can't curse. And my parents are this thing. Matt Corby, I went to go see him maybe almost a month ago. A little over a month for my brother's
birthday.
Yeah,
with Terrence.
It was February 3rd. It was on his birthday? It was February 3rd.
Yeah, it was like either the day of or the day after.
Yeah, it was the day of.
Yeah.
And this guy is who I want to be as a performer. He who in terms of singing. But in terms of, and this is his live version. I've gotten here as an actor, but musically it's a whole other level. Just listen to this track. It's called Monday. And it's another place that I've been. Let me tell y'all something. Watch him sing this live. I can't remember if this was the song he opened with. But your soul is literally about to fall out of your chest. And you watch him get in his zone where he, and you watch him create the harmonies on stage. And everybody is rocking, but they're quiet and in awe and attentive. Like, Matt Corby's one of the best of my generation, artistically and vocally.
And his album comes out, I think, this week.
Summonations, violent conversations get the best of you. Gotta love this guy.
Over grapes, we'll all get laden from the baby. Some will teach us what the hell our souls were born to do.
I just like this shit because
bro's
just,
trying to listen to this.
You don't need any fucking drums, anything. You don't need any of that.
This is him snapping.
No, this is just. You could take out all the like percussive
but that's him.
Parts of it
that's him
and
clapping.
Just like. And just have this, and it'd be beautiful.
I was never lost. I only chose to never go home. Look at what he's talking about. This is some heavy stuff.
I was never lost.
these ad libs are sick. Here we go.
I like this man. Yeah, his album, I think it's called Telluride, right? Telluric, whatever it might be.
God, he's amazing.
That comes out March 11th, so it comes out this week.
Damn him.
I'll be excited to hear that.
Oh shit, I'm buying it. Damn.
That whole album, I'll be very, very excited to hear it. All right, this is the last record of our list, right here. This one's mine.
Corny.
I definitely was surprised to hear that this record was going to come out.
Oh yeah.
For years and years and years, we've been hearing that he was going to drop his third album, and it was called Detox, and it was going to be his third album, uh-huh. And that never came out. I don't think it will ever see the light of day.
Shit.
But instead we got his third offering, which is Compton.
Right.
They made Straight Outta Compton this year, or this past year, and he got inspired to make a kind of soundtrack for the whole movie. And this is what we got, was the album Compton, and it was I'll say this, because some people have very mixed things to say about this whole album. It's a really, really good album. But out of the three albums that he's done, The Chronic 2001, and then Compton, this is his worst album.
Really?
But I
Yo,
but
John
it's
is extreme. It,
but
so.
in terms of like his three records, it's his worst one. But it's still such a perfect record. It is so, so good. I really loved every bit of it. It felt like it was back to that. Because, like, the West Coast was really, like,
I'm
making
it. I'm afraid I put out an album with you as my critic.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm afraid to put out an album and be like, damn, I don't know what y'all going to think of this, y'all.
What do you mean? I'm not dissing it.
It was the worst album.
No, but, I mean, are you, but you're not listening to me because
The Chronic is...
Yo,
I'm joking, son.
I know, but The Chronic is like a classic. 2001 is a classic. Not particularly for me, because, I mean, I wasn't really big in 2000. Like, 2001, I didn't really know anything about the record. And then when I heard the record when I got older, it didn't connect to me like The Chronic kind of connected with me. But in terms of the three albums that he's done, it's definitely
the
worst. This is the worst one. You can almost say the same thing for like Adele, or some people would say for D'Angelo's record, Black Messiah, even though I think Black Messiah is a classic.
Oh.
I don't know why you don't think it's a classic.
It has a couple great tracks. It ain't.
I think it's an absolute classic.
You bugging.
He changed his entire sound. How am I bugging?
You bugging. You better go ahead and get into
no,
your track.
No. We're going to talk about this because that record is absolutely perfect. It's no Voodoo.
No,
it's no Brown
perfect.
Sugar.
It was a good album.
But it is absolutely a perfect record to what is going on right now.
All right, let me go ahead and re-listen to that before. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to re-listen, and then when I come back, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Because you talking about that was an absolute perfect album?
Yes.
Boy, I forgot like
it is a
tracks up there, man.
He didn't do
listen, boy.
He didn't do the
track.
Same fucking songs that he did in the last one. It would be okay.
Hold up. Play a track, boy.
All right, this one is. I wanted to get the intro in this too, but I don't think I'll get the intro into it. I'm just gonna play
because you ran your moat.
I guarantee you listen back to it now, you're going to be like, oh, shit.
Probably won't, but I'll still listen.
You're not going to listen back to it. I guarantee you won't.
I guarantee you will.
Well, you know what? Listen, for everything that you just said, I basically have to say,
I don't give a fuck.
Really? So when your brother disagrees with you, you play shit like that?
This is my song.
So wait, no, no. Oh, this is the album?
Yes, this is my song.
You are so thug life. That's why you so hype, because you got this ready, huh?
What?
I don't know everything. Now see, I like this. Black Messiah.
I guarantee you listen back to it, you're gonna say something different.
But I like a couple of them tracks. I'm not even gonna lie, I like a couple of them.
You a damn lie.
Yes.
I remember selling instrumentals off of people. Millionaire before the headphones on the speakers. I was getting money for the internet. Still got Eminem checks, I ain't open yet. MVP shit, this is where the trophy's at. D-R-E, this is where the dope is at. The world ain't enough.
Ray sound young as hell with this ratchet shit. Just say what I say.
This album, I think people just sleep on it because it's not as good as the first two records, but it's absolutely awesome. I love that. That was like when that song hit, like if you hear it with the intro first and then into it, it like your heart just like, because I remember I was on the train to New York in August. And it was coming out on Apple Music, and it was like in the evening. And I was on the train, and we had Wi-Fi, so I was like, "All right, let me check this out." And like literally, it was just like giving me the chills, like of the West Coast feel again. It's like it was so great, because like you had YG a year before, you had Kendrick's album. Mm-hmm. You had J-Rock, who was also on TDE. His album was also in that same kind of vein. Another honorable mention, too, is Vice City with Kendrick, Absol, Schoolboy Q, and J-Rock. That's a really awesome song, too. The album is like this to kick off an album, like this is how you fucking kick off an album.
Wow. This is first one.
This is the first track. Like, that's how you fucking start an album. You haven't released an album in like a decade and some change.
He certainly
you.
Your
this is how
ass.
You fucking intro an album.
Get it.
So, but all right, we're gonna close the show. I'm gonna stop fighting with Justin.
Yeah, you got mad hype. Like, relax. I into the album.
I guarantee
shit.
You listen back to that shit, you're gonna change your mind.
I won't.
It's no look. It's no Voodoo and it's no Brown Sugar by any means.
You're right.
But this album, he changed his whole shit up. It's so different from everything else, but it doesn't skip a beat at all of any of his music.
I would like to know if it reflects now. I didn't.
It
hear a
totally
reflects
it now.
But I'm gonna listen and
the
I'm
charade, like that charade, that totally like.
See, that's the thing. I paints like the I picture. I usually now. Remember his music, and
you know,
I'm just like
charade, really love, like
song
another life,
love
like
song.
All that stuff. I guarantee you go back
listen,
to it and listen to it.
This man just told me we have no time. We got to hurry up.
We do. Okay.
And he get to talk about this album like
I'm
five
just saying.
Times. He going to cut all my thing out from before, but he going to keep that up. Corny as hell. All right, let's
I'm
go
just,
ahead to
I'm
my
just
last
telling,
track.
I'm just telling
nah,
you
you
it's going
to
be.
Go ahead to my last track. You corny.
Anyway, this is your number 10. Was supposed to be on Kanye's album, but didn't.
And
it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be on both of them. Like, which was would have been super stupid weird. Like, I would have
really?
Hated that. Yeah, because they said, because I remember when it first came out, because it was like, Bitch Better Have My Money, and then 4 or 5 Seconds, and then All Day came out like the same time. And then he was like, oh yeah, this is going to be on my album too. And I'm like, that's kind of like stupid to have the same songs on your album. It's just I don't know. It would have rubbed me the wrong way.
You hear my brother being you so damn like I can't ever release an album. You're going to cut me.
What?
If,
what? Say,
if we put out the same song, I'd be like, look, hey, you can put this on your album. It's going to be on my album, too.
You just have to pick which one. What? Just pick which like, I would have been like, okay, you could take it.
Why you can't have it, too?
I mean, if you wanted it, I've been like, oh,
can
yeah.
Can you have it, too?
I'm
can
very nice because I'm generous.
Can we both have it on our individual album?
If it fits on mine.
All right, okay. What if it fit on his?
If it didn't fit on
look no. at this. We
I don't think it would have fit on
listen, we
on
overtime.
On the life of Pablo, it wouldn't have.
We overtime. Listen.
Okay.
And you know what? It doesn't fit on her album either. That's the funny part. So this.
Oh, definitely not. Yeah.
Which does it just bitch but have my money. But, son, for her, I don't know whose idea this was. I feel like it was the two of them, but this song is my, like, this is my life. Sometimes
don't forget Paul McCartney, too. Paul McCartney's yeah, no, no, on no. there, too.
But to ask him to come into this, you know.
Because he was the exec of her album
yes,
before.
Exactly.
Now he wasn't. I don't know why.
And then people, let me go ahead and say this. For the people that watched the Grammys, like, why didn't Paul McCartney sing? He does not sing on the track.
He just plays on the track.
He plays guitar. So he didn't sing. It's like me going to see a concert and I'm singing along.
Yeah.
He was singing along while playing.
And Paul anyway. Plays on Only One too. Yeah, that he plays the
yes,
roads on that. And
this
then,
is an incredible track, though.
And then he does. They have the sample in All Day. So yeah,
play this one.
But
out.
Let's play this one out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are done.
Bushwick
this is it.
The Broadway.
Bushwick the Broadway. We out, bro. I love you.
I love you.
You know I love you.
You feel like I don't love him because
no.
I said something about.
No, we was. No, look,
D'Angelo's
album. I love D'Angelo, so you know
I'm gonna
get hype.
He wants me to.
But
be
I bet
his.
If I said the same shit about Rihanna, you'd need the same
I wouldn't.
Hype shit too.
If it was corny, I wouldn't. I'd be like, that was a corny album. End of story. True. He also wants me to play D'Angelo in his biopic, so I do actually. So I should get.
I
my
do
shit
actually.
Together.
You could pull that off very well.
So I need to get my shit together.
You gotta get that D'Angelo body real quick.
Bruh.
Well, you're going to have to do it different ways. You're going to have to be where you're at now, D'Angelo body. Then you're going to have to do the hiatus body where he gets real fat.
Oh, God.
And he comes back when he's 40. You're going to have to get back in it. But you're 20, what, 26?
Why are you saying my age on live?
You said it already.
Did I really?
You said it already.
Oh, my God, I did.
Yeah,
I am 26. Fuck
so,
you.
Like, you can go fuck yourself because you said it. You're the one who said it.
He just said, I love you, and then just told me to fuck myself. Go fuck yourself, bitch.
A lot of this stuff's going to get cut out.
This
saying.
Is how brothers act. My bad.
So, this is it. We're going to close out. It's your boy, DJ King John Hill. I don't know why I said it that weird.
It's your boy, Juss.
Walk on. There you go. I had to get that one in there one more
Bushwick
time.
Bushwick to Broadway.
All right, Bushwick to Broadway.
Share
we
it.
Out. We'll be back next Monday.
Share it. Put us on. All of
share
that.
Share us. Subscribe us. Subscribe on iTunes now.
Yes.
We're on iTunes. Get on that. Get up on from Bushwick to Broadway on iTunes. You can download it. Listen to it on the train, on the bus, in the car, when you're at work. Do
while you're
do
having
that
sex.
Shit. While you no.
Yeah, because
no,
you
no,
have
no, no,
sex
no, 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 no.
This
I would
one.
Not want to hear.
Oh yeah, you're right.
My like most you know people do want to hear me.
Smooth voice. I could narrate your sex.
Hey girl, yo, yo, for real. Let me just like. No, I'm the god. Sorry.
Okay. After sex.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah. After sex.
After sex.
Yeah, I think so.
No. Hell no.
Great songs to think of what they could have sex to, the next time.
Just subscribe to the podcast. Just do that. Get up on our podcast. Send us feedback. Like, tell us what you think of the podcast. Send us
yes.
stuff you want to put us onto. But let's get into this track. We're going to close it out with this. Kanye West, Rihanna, Paul McCartney.
Go fuck.
4 or 5 seconds. Let's get into this shit.
I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk.
And Bro will sing the entire lyrics of this.
Because I'll be 4 or 5 seconds, son, from knocking people's ass out.
4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. And we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make.
And it's so simple. It's a simple, fun, good feeling song.
Somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
Woke up.
up an optimist. My brother's wilding out to this right now. You should see him. Sun
was shining. It's a great song.
Then I heard you was talking trash. Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. And we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning, I swear.
This is Justin's go-to karaoke song.
You right.
Also. And I know you'll see him at the bongos at Radio Star.
Wildin' out. How could I be so selfish?
But you called about 1,000 times.
Woo!
Wondering where I've been. Now I know.
Break it down.
Tonight, thinking, how could I be so reckless?
How could I be so reckless?
But I just can't apologize. I hope you can understand.
If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness.
And not very auto-tune either.
No.
For Kanye. Not a lot of auto-tune for Kanye.
I love listening to him perform this.
Yeah.
From Wildin'. And we got 3 more days till Friday.
That Grammy performance was incredible.
Oh, that was my favorite thing ever.
Monday morning, I swear I somebody with daily. Oh, that's all I want. 4 or 5 seconds from Wildin'.
Ah, and one of the winners, I think, is Philip Phillips. From American Idol, did backup on this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. And that's it. We out. It's your boy, King John L.
Bushwick to Broadway.
Jess, I love you.
I love you.
All right. We out. See y'all next week.